Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. When you talk about risky business, I'd have to guess that commercial fruit and vegetable production fills that bill. Take McCracken County farmer Danny Garrett and a full shipment of tomatoes just picked about a year ago.
And the guy that I sold them to in Chicago called and said that he wasn't going to be able to use them, that their stuff had come in up there, which I don't blame him for not driving all the way down here if he could get it up there. So we were stuck with a bunch of these tomatoes, and I didn't know any place else to go with them, and somebody told me about that place, and we had a lot of money in our boxes and the help for picking them and grading them.
That place you referred to is the Kentucky Association of Food Banks and the Farms to Food Banks program. It got Garrett in touch with the Purchase Area Development District Food Distribution Warehouse in Mayfield to set up delivery.
We got enough money to pay our labor and our expenses and everything, which was great, because we got them off of our tomato plants.
The point there being that keeping plants picked keeps them producing.
Who knows, a week from now, the prices may go back up. But if you leave that stuff hanging on your plants, you know, no matter if it's tomatoes, peppers, or whatever, you need to get the ripe stuff off so your plants will go ahead and stay healthy.
And all of those just-picked fresh tomatoes went straight to a food pantry and onto the dinner plates of the hungry to help keep them healthy. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Today, we're highlighting the Farm to Food Banks program, which helps pay farmers a break-even price for fresh produce that, for one reason or another, will not make it to a retail outlet, like that tomato shipment of McCracken County's Danny Garrett.
We paid for our employees, and we paid for our containers that the product was in. We didn't lose any money. We didn't make much. We might have made a little bit. We didn't make much, but it just turned out to be a really good thing.
And the first thing, says Garrett, when a situation pops up is to call the Kentucky Association of Food Banks.
I call his phone number, and then I can load that stuff up, and by the time I get there, the purchase order is already there. It is no problem at all. You don't have to wait to be unloaded. They get you unloaded right away. They're very nice people to deal with.
He says within 3 days, his check was in the mail. Get all the facts and phone numbers online at kafb.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.